Well, there you go. You knew you wanted to hear it. I Like Your Molars by The Singing Dentist. I like that. I think that's a lot of fun. And I'm joined on the line by The Singing Dentist himself, known as Millard. Millard, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you? You okay?
I'm good, thank you. I bet people must queue up to come to you as a dentist. Do you do this sort of stuff in the surgery all the time?
Well, I have been known to sing along occasionally. I mean, music is a massive part of my life. So, you know, and everyone likes music, so it can help to kind of calm people down and make them, you know, in a better environment. Obviously, when you're at the dentist, a lot of people don't want to be there. So anything I can do that can help bring a smile to their face, I'm down to do that.
Okay. Now, is this a one-off or is this stuff that you've done before? Have you sort of secretly been running musical numbers in the background?
So, I mean, the dental parody stuff, yeah, I've been doing that about 4 years now, and it just all happened accidentally. I did one day just a freestyle, and a friend of mine posted it online, and people seemed to like it, so I just kept doing them. And the idea behind it is just to always kind of talk about oral health and raise the awareness and get people to kind of think about what they're doing, but in a fun way, and deliver some messages. And yeah, it kind of did really well on the internet. I had a few viral ones and started to kind of get noticed here and there, and I just keep doing them. And as long as it's fun and educational and people enjoy it, then, you know, let's keep going.
And what is the situation at the moment with dentists? Am I right in saying that non-urgent dental appointments have all been cancelled, or they're trying to discourage people, presumably, from going to the dentist at the moment, aren't they?
I mean, so dentists are actually fully closed at the moment because of the face. So we can't do any face-to-face treatments because of the nature of the work we do.
Sure,
it's so very close to the mouth. And actually, we create a lot of aerosol as well when we're drilling and cleaning teeth and all the rest of it. So without the correct PPE that defends you from the aerosol, we just can't do it. It's a risk to us, but also a risk to the next patient that walks into the room. So all face-to-face treatments have been stopped. Face-to-face contact has been stopped. And we're just all running like a telephone triage service for emergencies. So we're able to offer advice, antibiotics if we deem it necessary, painkillers, that kind of stuff. But for real big, you know, life-threatening stuff, if anything really bad happens, large swellings, you know, totally uncontrollable pain, and there are now some emergency dental clinics that are opening up, just sort of dotted around the country, and then we can make urgent referrals to them, and they do have the correct PPE in order to carry out kind of urgent care.
My goodness. So really, there's never been a better time for a single like this to come out, because this whole thing about oral hygiene, all the messages you're getting across in this song, this is all ways of preventing us having problems while the dentists are shut, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's another one of the reasons why we decided to kind of bring forward the release to now, and, you know, help bring a bit of positivity, a bit of fun, a little bit of a distraction from all the stuff that's happening. But at the same time, there is definitely some content in there as well, you know, wrapped up in a funny wrap, but there's definitely some content. And absolutely, if you can follow, you know, the rules and just follow the kind of tips that we give, the advice, then hopefully we can prevent a lot of the problems.
Excellent, excellent. All right. And now you're giving the money to charity as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So the whole thing behind the single, I mean, it was planned to actually come out around summertime because it's quite a sort of bubbly record, and we thought it would be nice, you know, when the weather's good, and let's bring it out in summer. But obviously with everything that's happening, and my clinic is predominantly NHS, I've worked in the NHS dentistry for 15 years now. So, you know, we felt I really wanted to give back with the musical side of what I do as well. So we had a big chat with the team and said, look, guys, I really want to bring it out now. And if we can donate all the proceeds to the NHS, that'll be amazing. So that's what we've done. And we'll be all going to NHS charities together. And through them, hopefully we can direct it towards the kind of guys that are really on the front line, and, you know, their families and everyone that's really kind of working so hard to combat this.
Yeah, oh, super stuff, super stuff. If people want to donate, how can they do it? What's the mechanics behind this?
So ultimately, it's all the revenue from the downloads, the streams, all of that stuff is going to go straight to NHS charities. So, you know, it's a simple 99p purchase, or just stream it 100 million times a day. Put it on your streaming platforms and just stick it on repeat until you're literally walking around the house singing I Like Your Molars until you just can't help yourself.
Oh, there are going to be parents with children in lockdown who are going to hate you for this. But I'm kind of with you, because it's a healthy message. What could possibly go wrong? But
exactly. Win-win.
So is this going to spur you on to greater things? Are we going to get an album out of this eventually?
Well, toothy tunes, here we come. I don't know. So music's always been a huge part of my life. You know, growing up, my father's a musician. I kind of grown up around it. So I was doing the music stuff actually before I even went to dental school. So it's always kind of been there. And I can kind of, you know, I've got a home studio. I can DJ. I can produce music. There's so much part of it. It's such a big part of me. Now I just happen to sing about teeth and dentistry and all health messages and stuff. So look, as long as there's a market for it, people enjoy it and it's a bit of fun, I'm just going to keep doing them. So who knows? You know, this time next year, I could have a whole album of dental-inspired parodies. Who would have thought that was wanted?
Well, okay? You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's a great way of getting a message out to a whole generation who don't watch standard television. They spend their life trawling the internet. It's a great way to get a message across to them. So
that's it.
So when you play the O2, can I have tickets? So
absolutely, front row.
What about your...
Triple A access.
Thank you. What about your colleagues? Are they sort of looking on in admiration and awe, or are they secretly going away going, I can record something like that, just get me a microphone?
So to be fair, I mean, within the dental industry, it's been really, really well supported, and everyone, because obviously as dentists, you know, we do get quite a lot of stick and people don't necessarily like coming to the dentist. You know, they're afraid of the dentist. There's very few that actually enjoy it, but ultimately we are human beings as well. We're doing this job to help, and anything that can bring a bit of positivity and, you know, deliver oral health measures that can ultimately help improve people's dental care, then it's a positive. And so, everyone's been super supportive and they like it. I get so many great messages all the time. And actually, it's kind of reaching like globally. It's gone everywhere. So I'm getting dentists from all over the world, people from all over the world messaging, you know, popping up in like kind of the WhatsApp groups and the online and everywhere. So it's great. It's really, really good. Because it's a fun thing. It's a good oral health message, right? And like I said, the dentists are behind it. I've seen a few people trying to do it as well. I don't mind. It's all great. Anything that can bring a smile, I'm all for it. So yes, the more the merrier. And there's one other thing we're doing. It's called the hashtag brush challenge, where basically I want everyone to get the song, have it playing in the background, brush your teeth to it, film yourself doing it, and then tag 5 other people to do the same. Because if they've got the song playing, then hopefully they're streaming it, they've downloaded it. So obviously that's generating funds for the NHS. And it's a bit of fun, and to make sure that you're brushing your teeth at this time and looking after yourself while you're on lockdown. And I've already got some cool guys involved. So we've got Peter Andre doing it. My entertainment friends, Woody and Kleiny, are doing it. We've got Simon Webb from Blue. So yeah, everyone's going to be getting behind this hashtag brush challenge. So it's just a bit of fun and hopefully raising even more awareness.
Oh, that's a job for me this evening then. Fantastic.
Yes. Yes, awesome.
And do you know what? At this time, this is just what we need. It is a bit of fun, and but it has got a serious
Absolutely.
Message. I think it's great. Money's going to a great cause, so we wish you all the very best. Thanks ever so much. Well done, Milan.
Thank
great
you so
to,
much.
Great to talk to you, and keep it up. And when you bring out that album, do let us know, won't you?
Oh, 100%. Thank you so much for the support. Thanks a lot.